I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Imaginary Invalid by Molière premiered in Paris in 1673. It's been nearly 250 years. It's coming to the IU Theater in a production directed by our guest, Gavin Cameron Webb, who promises us a theater from the past set in the present and the past. And I'm curious about how this is going to work out.
The play itself will still be set in 1673, as Molière wrote it. But the interludes and the prologue will follow a television format of a doctor call-in show.
The Paris audience expected, along with their comedy, music and dance routines.
They did indeed. Molière was experimenting with different forms of theater at the time. And this was one of the plays in which he did experiment. He wrote two prologues to the play and interludes, which happened between each act, and an epilogue. Now, usually The Imaginary Invalid is produced without the prologue and without the interludes. It's very rare that you get to see the interludes. And what we have decided to do is to provide a modern framework, and that will consist of the prologue and the interludes and the epilogue.
Certainly, we have a chronic hypochondriac mounting medical bills, and, well, he's got a plan, but it's not exactly the Affordable Health Care Act.
No, it isn't. He has a plan to marry off his daughter to a doctor so that he will have in his future to help him through his long-term illness consistent medical care and prescriptions. Of course, as he is a hypochondriac, he really doesn't have a long-term illness. And from there, much of the comedy proceeds. There's a great deal of medical satire in this, or satire against medicine, or ridiculing medicine, or however you want to phrase it. And today I thought that as the Affordable Care Act is so controversial, and as the role the pharmaceuticals are playing in this country's culture is so huge, it's really a subject ripe for satire. The plot of the play is an old commedia plot. It's a standard plot of Italian farce.
This particular play requires both slapstick physical comedy and, in addition, nimbleness of the tongue in the satire.
Indeed it does. Molière wrote a lot of slapstick into the play because he had spent 13 years of his life in the provinces doing nothing but knockabout farce. And all his plays have elements of knockabout farce in them, and this one in particular. Every time I thought I was going a little too far with the slapstick, I would reread the play in the second scene, and it would tell me that I wasn't going too far at all. I mean, it's there embedded in the script.
Now, your actors here are 21st century Midwesterners. How are they working on transmitting this French work?
They're doing remarkably well, actually. It requires a great deal of attention and a lot of discipline. And, of course, the men have to wear high-heeled shoes, which is something of a novelty for most of them, I'm sure. And it takes a bit of getting used to.
Gavin Cameron Webb. He's the guest director for The Imaginary Invalid. It's at the Ruth Ann Halls Theater, September 27, 28, and then October the 1st through the 5th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.